interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch here in game one of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, who enter today at 45-45, 11-10 in the second half, against the Birmingham Barons. First matchup between the two teams in 2023. Barons enter today at 33-56, 8-12 in the second half. Javik Blake alongside you throughout the night. Thanks so much for joining us on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live. Shuckers enter today after their first series win in Montgomery since 2018. They were close to winning 5 out of 6, but they fall 8-7. Montgomery wins 2 games all week, and both wins come in walk-off fashion. Sunday, Montgomery won it on an RBI double from Logan Driscoll. That scores Junior Caminero from first, as they win an 8-7 over the Shuckers. The Shuckers have put up 6 or more runs coming into today in 9 of their last 11 games. It has been a team that has been on fire as of recently, and they'll enter today trying to continue the good times against the Birmingham Barons, who enter today at 33-56. They've lost 3 straight, but they're coming off a series split at home back up at Regents Field against the Chattanooga Lookouts. We'll take a break when we come back. Time for today's pregame interview. We're joined by Tobias Myers, who dives into all things about how the team keeps things loose, as well as his big strikeout numbers lately on the mound. That comes your way next before first pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers back at home facing a new team
team for the first time in quite some time. It's the Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons getting set for a 6:35 first pitch. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by a man who's been striking out just about everyone lately, Tobias Myers. Tobias, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Fastball's been up to 96. The strikeouts have come in bunches, 28 over your last three starts. How fun has it been to miss so many bats lately?
It's a lot better to miss the bats than to hit the bats. But, no, it's been good. Just trying to stay consistent and, you know, just trying to go out every week and give it all I got. You know, that's pretty much all it comes down to, just trying to stay consistent, stay healthy, obviously, and just compete.
You talk about staying healthy. You come out from the All-Star break after not starting for about a week and a half. Come out throwing 96 each your last two starts. How important was that All-Star break to unplug for a little bit and rejuvenate the body for the rest of the way?
Pretty surprising, because in the past, like, when I take breaks for a while, I don't usually come back going harder. It's usually the opposite. So I'm a guy who likes to stay on the field and like to keep throwing every day I get a chance. So it was good, though, to come out and feel pretty normal after taking about a week and a half off from pitching and a couple days off from not touching a ball. So it was nice to come back and feel good and feel normal and be able to go out there and go through 5-6 innings without feeling like I'm going to pass out in this heat.
And you have been going 5-6 innings a lot of your starts this year. How important is it to get deep into games, and what's the key to get deep into games as a starter?
It's huge. That's all the manager wants when the game starts, is the pitcher to go out there, give it all he's got, go deep in the game, and give your bullpen a chance to win and give your offense a chance to stay off the field and keep hitting. And that's what we've been doing pretty much. Just guys are going out there scoring 5, 6, 7 runs in the first three innings. It's making it a lot easier to stay consistent and just go out there and focus on these three outs, go back in the dugout, focus on the next three outs, and just go one inning at a time.
And you talk about the offense. This is an offense that has been better than just about any offense in minor league baseball this month. As a pitcher, how much easier does it make your job, and how much pressure does it take off you when the offense is putting up 5, 6, 7 runs and you're only going out for 6 outs and you're already up 7-0?
It's it's a lot easier to pitch with a 10-run lead than out there tied up 0-0 or down 3-4 runs. So if the guys keep going out there swinging, I think our pitch staff's going to keep continuing to do exactly what we're doing, go deep into games, miss barrels, and get victories. And that's all we're here to do, just win games.
You're facing a new team this week for the first time in a while. You've had a ton of starts against Montgomery, ton of starts against the M Braves, ton of starts against Pensacola. How excited are you to see a team that you have not seen before yet this year?
It feels like you're moving up to a new level. Like, finally facing some guys you haven't faced 50 at-bats already this season. But jokes aside, it's nice. It's a nice, fresh face in the box. Guys who haven't seen you throw 150, 250 pitches already. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to face some guys that haven't seen us and don't know what we like to do. They can only go off video, and we all know that that can be really good or really bad. So, you know, you just never know with a new team, and I'm sure they're going to be aggressive. They know we throw strikes and pound the zone, so we'll see what happens. Should be exciting.
One of the biggest things with this pitching staff, and we see Jackson Chourio and Carlos Rodriguez getting in the action. You guys have got a spike ball net. You have a rugby ball. You have a football. You have various other sports balls that are with the pitching staff down near the bullpen. How much does that help keep it loose and keep it fun out there?
You just hit it right on the head right there, keeping it loose. That's what you got to do when you got 150 games in 5 months, and you got spring training right before that, 30, 40 games. Guys are getting tired, and you know, it's difficult to come and do the same exact thing every single day, but when you have different things like this, and Mikey's great about letting us kind of stay loose and do what we need to do to be loose, and it all starts with Nick Hill. You know, he's one of the best athletes on this team when it comes to every sport known to man. So he brings out new tools every week, and we just hop on them. Started with the football, then it went to the hacky sack, then we got the soccer ball out there, and then we got spike ball. We have a bunch of different things going on out here.
What's been your favorite one that he's brought out?
Today was my first day really getting a spike ball. I think that's one of the best, you know. It's gets you nice and loose, gets a nice sweat going right before stretch, and it's not harder than throwing a football. I don't know why I can throw a baseball, but I cannot throw a football for some reason.
Another big thing that you've been doing is we've seen you swinging a bat, not in a game yet, not in BP, but you have been swinging a bat. I think the big question is, do you think you can get one out of here?
100%. 100%. I tell Mikey and Will at least 3 times a week to give me an at-bat. I'm just waiting, you know. We'll never know, though. We'll see. I hit my whole life, and it was always fun then. I say it a lot now because I don't have to hit. That's probably why I talk about it so much. If I had to hit every day, I probably wouldn't talk at all about hitting. I know it's hard. It's one of the hardest things to do. But it's fun to mess with the hitters, you know. They mess with us, too, say the same thing. Just throw strikes, but it's fun. Just goes right back to keeping it loose and keeping a nice environment.
Well, there we go. Keeping it loose, keeping it fun, all part of the job, right?
Yep, that's it.
Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us, man. Best luck the rest
Absolutely.
Of the way.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Barons at 6:35.
A big-time thank you to Tobias Myers for joining us as today's pregame interview. We're getting closer and closer to first pitch here on a Tuesday night. It's the first time the Shuckers and Barons have met in 2023. Hard to believe Shuckers still have not seen the Barons or the Smokies. We're already almost into August. Shuckers 6-4 in their last 10. They've won 3 of 4, while the Barons 5-5 in their last 10. They have lost 3 straight. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty James Meeker, who enters today with the lowest walk rate in all of minor league baseball. He's walked just 2% of batters faced this year, 5 walks in 54 and a third innings, 3.48 the ERA, 21 appearances and 5 starts, 52 strikeouts in those 54 and a third innings, and opponents hitting .246 against him. Meanwhile, for the Barons, it will be lefty Tommy Summer. The Shuckers have been real good against left-handed pitching in the month of July. Best in AA with a .352 average. That's also the 7th highest in minor league baseball. Summers 2-2 with a 5.75 ERA. He makes his 14th appearance and 13th start. 56 and a third innings pitch, 38 walks, 50 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .251 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineups for both sides. Terrell Tatum leads it off for the Barons. Jose Rodriguez bats second. Alexander Womack in the 3 spot. He's been red hot, 10 for his last 16 at the plate. And Xavier Fernandez is behind him in the 4 spot. Then it's Luis Meneses, Joelky Cespedes. Yep, that is the younger half-brother of Yoenis Cespedes. Adam Hackenberg's behind him. Then it's Taylor Snyder and Moises Castillo. Meanwhile, on the other side of things for the Shuckers, it is a lineup that is without Jefferson Caro, who is placed on the injured list today alongside the lefty out of the bullpen, Russell Smith. With that move, Jason Lopez has been activated from the development list. Tyler Black's in the leadoff spot. Jackson Churio bats second. Isaac Collins is in the 3 spot. That is a top three that has been scorching hot. Black and Churio named to the MLB Pipeline Prospect Team of the Week. Behind Collins, it's Wes Clark, Freddie Zamora, Ethan Murray, Carlos Rodriguez, Lamar Sparks, and Nick Cale. James Meeker just about ready to come out of the dugout. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. When we come back, it's first pitch here on a Tuesday night at MGM Park. The Biloxi Shuckers and Birmingham Barons, first of 12 in 2023. It took a while, but they'll finally match up here at MGM Park. Back after this with first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pit, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag Vaquero, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Turio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Turio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Very happy Tuesday night and welcome inside Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers back in town after winning their first series in Montgomery since 2018. They step into MGM Park just a game back of first in the Southern League South Division with a 45-45 record, 11-10 in the second half. They'll take on the Birmingham Barons, 33-56 on the season, 8-12 in the second half. Time to take a look at today's starter for Biloxi. It's the righty James Meeker, who makes his sixth start in 2023, 4-3 with a 3.48 earned run average in 54 and a third innings, 5 walks, 52 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .256 against him. He'll face a Barons lineup that enters today with 14 runs over their 3-game losing streak. This is a team that offensively has not been too terrible this year. They've been holding their own, especially the top of the order. Alexander Womack in that 3 spot has been a star this year for the Barons. Terrell Tatum leads it off. Jose Rodriguez bats second. Alexander Womack's in that 3 spot. 10 for his last 16 and a .495 OBP in his last 19 games. Xavier Fernandez is in the 4 spot. Luis Meneses is behind him. Then it's Joelki Cespedes, Adam Hackenberg, Taylor Snyder, and Moises Castillo. Terrell Tatum set to step in from the left side against the righty James Meeker. First time the Barons and the Shuckers have matched up in 2023, and it comes on a beautiful, sunny 89-degree night in Biloxi, Mississippi. Meeker's ready to go. First pitch of the day. Misses off the inside corner, and we're off and going. First pitch time today, 6:30, 8 p.m. Central Time. Weather 89 degrees and sunny. Wind in from right at 9 miles an hour. The pitch home. Tatum takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Tatum's a lefty, hitting .235 this year, but a .411 OBP. Meeker delivers. He swings and chops it back up the middle. Zamora charges in from short, gloves it, fires the first in time. One away, brings up the righty Jose Rodriguez. Gives us a chance to set the Shuckers defense on a Tuesday night. Carlos Rodriguez is in left. Jackson Churio's in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. Third to first around the infield, Ethan Murray, Freddie Zamora, Isaac Collins, and Wes Clark with Nick Cale behind the plate. Righty Jose Rodriguez steps in. He's been the power and speed threat on this Barons team. First pitch to him. Wave and a miss. Cutter from the righty Meeker. The count goes 2-1. Rodriguez leads the team with 14 homers this year. He's also swiped a team best 16 stolen bases. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and rolls it to short. Zamora ranges over, snags it, takes a step, fires to first in time. Two up, two down to start it off. And it brings up the righty Alexander Womack. Womack's not a tall guy, just 5'9", but 205 pounds, and boy, does he like to get on base. 397 OBP this year. Enters today with a 19-game on-base streak, and in those 19 games, his OBP is 495. Meeker delivers. Womack takes a strike on the inside corner, fastball at 92. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the first inning. Scoreless and just underway here in Biloxi on a Tuesday night. The righty Meeker delivers home. Womack takes away. Changeup at 88. Count evens, 1-1. Meeker sets. Now the pitch. Wave and a miss. Curveball at 88. The count goes to 1-2. Is not a Barons team that strikes out a lot. Just 860 strikeouts this year. That's the third least in the entirety of the Southern League. That's also the best in the North Division. Checkers and Wahoos are 1-2. 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Try to time up 94 and waves right through it. Three up, three down for Meeker. And we're through half an inning on a Tuesday night. Chuckers and Barons are scoreless. Tyler Black leads it off when we return. Back after this on the Biloxi Chuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Chuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi. Javik Blake back with you on a beautiful Tuesday night. Bright and sunny, not a cloud in sight, as the lefty Tommy Summer gets set to face a Shuckers lineup that has been the best in minor league baseball. 55 runs last week, most out of anybody in AA. Summers 2-2 with a 5.75 ERA. 13 appearances and 12 starts here in AA. It's his 16th start overall between Birmingham and Winston-Salem in High A. 56 and a third innings, 38 walks, 50 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .251 against him. The lefty Tyler Black steps in against the lefty Summer. First pitch. Black takes the fastball off the outside corner. Jazz catches the Black, and the count goes 2-1. Black sitting .290 this year, 14 homers and a .432 OBP. Summer delivers. Black takes a curveball off the outside corner at 74. Count evens 1-1. Summer's a five-pitch guy. Fastball, changeup, cutter, curveball, and a slider. The pitch. Black tips it into Hackenberg's glove. The count goes to 1-2. Black had a marvelous week in Montgomery. 11 for 27. 6 of the 11 hits went for extra bases. 1-2 pitch. He swings and lifts it out to left. Mieses back. Warning track wall. He makes the catch a step shy of the wall and left. Black comes up about 5 feet short of a leadoff homer. And there's one away for Jackson Churio. Gives us a chance to take a look at Birmingham's starting defense. Luis Mieses is in left. Terrell Tatum's in center. Joelki Cespedes is in right. Third to first around the infield. Taylor Snyder, Moises Castillo, Jose Rodriguez, and Alexander Womack with Adam Hackenberg behind the plate. The pitch to the righty Churio. Lays off a curveball off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's hitting .281. That averages up about 40 points from where it was a month ago. 1-0 delivery. Takes up and in. Count goes to 2-0. And that's because he's hitting .489 over a 10-game hit streak. Time for the second longest in his career. 2-0 delivery. Takes a strike on the outside corner. That one at 88. Count goes to 2-1. 14 homers, 61 driven in, 795 OPS. Summer delivers. Misses low. Pitch at 85. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Summer sets. Rocking the red Baron's top. The pitch. Churio takes off the outside corner. Ball four. It's a one-out walk to Churio. Brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. Something to watch out for as well. Churio at first with one away. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. The Shuckers are 3 stolen bases away from tying the single-season franchise record of 162. It's the 91st game of the year. Churio off first, pitch to Collins. He swings and lifts it out to left. Mieses comes in a couple steps, and it drops down in front of him. He misplays it, and it gives Biloxi a base hit. He must have lost it in the sun, and it drops down about 5 feet in front of him. So Collins reaches, extends his hit streak to 3 straight, and is on base streak to 7 straight. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Runners in first and second. One away here in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers trying to get some early runs off Tommy Summer. A lot of speed on the base paths. Summer delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Clark's hitting .205 on the year. 11 homers, 45 driven in, a .357 OBP. And that's where the Shuckers really have an advantage over the Barons this week. The Barons are a team that, as a pitching stack, walks more than just about any other team in the Southern League. Shuckers, as an offense, walk more than anyone else. 1-0 delivery. Churio's off the third pitch, misses up a delayed go for Collins. Both are safe, and the Shuckers are one away from the franchise record. Churio swipes third. Collins is up to 20 stolen bases this year. He's into second. The Shuckers now have 3 different players with at least 20 stolen bases this year. Counts at 2 balls and no strikes. Runners on second and third. One away here in the bottom of the first inning. Now time's called. Not sure why. It was called by home plate umpire Macon Hammond. First base umpire tonight, Tom O'Neill, and at third is Joe McCarthy. Counts at 2 balls and no strikes. Churio dances off third. The pitch. Clark takes up, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Summer works from the first base side against the righty Clark. The 3-0 delivery. He swings and pops it up behind home plate. Hackenberg takes the mask off, throws it away. Now settles near the Shuckers logo. Dances around and makes the catch. Led him a bit towards third, but able to corral it. Now 2 away for the righty, Freddie Zamora. Churio's at third. Collins is at second. Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning here in inning one of game one between the Shuckers and the Barons. Zamora's hitting .258 this year. six homers, 35 driven in. Summer delivers. Zamora takes up. Count goes to 1-0. The changeup that missed high at 78. The lefty fires. Zamora swings and whirls it back up the middle to flex off Summer. Goes to short. Castillo grabs it, fires the first, and that ends the inning. Shuckers put two in scoring position, but don't score. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're scoreless. We head to the second. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Top of the second inning. The Rangers then face off against the White. Xavier Fernandez will hit to the inning. The top of the screen. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Kevin Blake back with you from MGM Park. Series opener between the Barons and the Shuckers. Meeker worked through a pretty easy 1-2-3 first inning. Needed just 9 pitches. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, hammered. Out deep to left. Rodriguez goes back, looks at it, and an emphatic bat flip from Fernandez as this one is way gone. 388 feet, 1-0 Birmingham here in the second. Fernandez crosses home, his 10th home run of the year, his 38th run driven in. 388 feet, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Brings up the lefty, Luis Meaces. That's just the second time in the last week that the Shuckers have not scored the first run. Pitch to Meaces, fouls back. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Meaces this year hitting .249, 6 homers, 33 driven in, and a .273 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and rolls it on one hop to Collins at second, gets it in short right, fires the first in time, and Meaces is retired for the first out. One away, and it brings up the righty, Yoelki Cespedes. Yoelki Cespedes hitting .205 this year with a .315 OBP. Cespedes, 25 years old, at Ayara in Cuba. Meeker delivers. Cespedes takes a strike on the outside corner, cutter at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. 1-0 Barons here on the top of the second. One out, nobody on. Meeker delivers. Check swing. Check the first. Tom O'Neill says he does not go. And the count evens 1-1. Jamelke enters today hitting 4 for 21 over his last five games. The 1-1 pitch. Cespedes swings and lifts it out to left center. Churio ranges over along with Rodriguez. Churio onto the warning track, makes the catch, and retires Cespedes for the second out. Two away. It now brings up the righty Adam Heckenberg. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Barons here in the second. Heckenberg hitting 275 this year. In from the right side against the righty Meeker. The pitch. Curveball. Called strike one. Meeker stands in 6'5", 225. He's rocking the high socks today. One of the few times this year he's gone with the high socks. The 0-1 pitch. Heckenberg takes away. Count evens 1-1. And Meeker's a guy who's slowly found himself in the rotation. One of the big things from bench coach Nick Stanley talking about Meeker, he's a guy you can put anywhere in the pitching rotation. The pitch, this one's lifted out towards right, sparks over towards the line, and it drops down for a base hit. He cuts it off. Big turnaround first for Heckenberg. He stays put. Second hit of the inning. Drops it into right and brings up the righty Taylor Snyder. That extends Hackenberg's on-base streak to 27 straight games. Snyder sent to dig in from the right side against the righty Meeker. Barons lead it 1-0 here in the second. Meeker fires, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Snyder's hitting 192 with a 301 OBP. Was 1-for-16 with 6 strikeouts last week in the Barons series against Chattanooga. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Meeker back on the rubber. Heckenberg takes his lead off first. Cork holds him on. The 2-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Curveball at 87. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Snyder waves and misses. Cutter on the outside corner at 88. Count goes to 2-2. Snyder takes a moment outside the box. Heckenberg takes his lead even while Snyder's out of the box. Steps back in. Meeker set. The 2-2 pitch misses away. Another cutter, this time at 88. The count goes to 3-2 with 2 outs. The pitch. This one's lifted in the air. First base side, foul territory. Wes Clark's under it. And the catch is made. That ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Xavier Fernandez's home run makes it 1-0 Barons after an inning and a half. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
In the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Barons over the Shuckers. Lefty Tommy Summer set to go against the righty Ethan Murray. David Blake back with you. Pitch home. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray's hitting .244 on the year with a .365 OBP. Summer works first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Summer stranded two back in the first inning. The 1-1 delivery. Murray swings, breaks his bat, hits it on one hop to Snyder at third, moves towards second, fires to first. Womack a big stretch. Murray's retired for the first down. That's three straight retired by Summer since Churio and Collins both reached in a walk and a single. Now brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the second inning. Rodriguez hitting .277 this year, .357 OBP. Summer delivers. Rodriguez chops it back up the middle, over his head. Castillo comes over from short, fires to first quickly, and retires Rodriguez for the second out. He ranges about halfway to first base. Was still able to throw out the speedy Rodriguez. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Barons in the bottom of the second. Righty Lamar Sparks steps in against the lefty Tommy Summer. The pitch. He swings and chops it foul. One hop off the top railing of the Barons dugout in the third base side. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Sparks hitting .245 this year with a .365 OBP. Summer delivers. Sparks way ahead of a changeup. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Summer's not a guy that throws overly hard. We've seen him top out at about 91 miles an hour. Slow stuff comes in slow. Gotten as low as 75. 0-2 pitch. Sparks takes a curveball low. That one at 78. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Flexes his glove a couple times. Now picks up his right leg and fires. Sparks fouls it back. He'll do it again. Sparks was part of the offense for the Shuckers that really exploded last week. Anderson in a three-game hit streak. Shuckers offense that's been one of the best in minor league baseball. 1-2 pitch. Misses away with a curveball. Counts even, two balls and two strikes. They scored 55 runs last week over six games. A little over nine runs per game. 2-2 pitch. He swings and tips it into Hackenberg's glove for strike three. Sparks is down. That ends the inning. We're through two. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in the last of it. 1-0 Birmingham. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJs Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
One nothing. First inning. As we talk to the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Castillo's hitting .234 this year with a .324 OBP. Meeker fires. He swings and lines it into Zamora's glove. He leaps in the air and makes the grab. It's a hot shot off the bat, 101 miles an hour. Zamora leaps up, makes a nice little grab, and retires Castillo for the first out. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
James Meeker on the hill, ready to go. Delivers home to the lefty Terrell Tatum. It's a curveball that misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Barons lead the Shuckers 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. The pitch, chopped foul, first base side, towards the seats, in and out of a fan's glove. And the count evens 1-1. Barron's first base coach has to give a helping hand. Down at first is bench coach Angel Rosario. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Tatum grounded out to short back in the first inning. The 1-2 delivery. Tatum takes a curveball away. Count evens 2-2. 1-0 Barons here in the third inning. The one run came on a solo shot from Xavier Fernandez. The pitch home. Misses just off the inside corner. Fastball at 93, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Cutter back on the inside corner. Tatum swings right through it. Second strikeout today. Two outs, nobody on, and it brings up the righty, Jose Rodriguez. By the way, fans, if you want to join in on today's broadcast, you can. Let us know where you're tuning in from on the Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Meeker delivers. Rodriguez swings and lines it towards center. Churio charges in, and it drops down about 15 feet in front of him for a base hit. Third hit today for the Barons. Brings up the righty, Alexander Womack. By the way, that Text the Booth line number, 601-514-0776. Womack steps in from the right side against the righty Meeker. The pitch tips it into Kale's glove for strike one. Cutter that came in at 87. Womack struck out in a fastball up and in back in the first inning, trying to time up 95, and Meeker blew it by right by him. The pitch misses off the outside corner. Delayed go for Rodriguez. It misses low and gets into center. Collins and Rodriguez collide, and Rodriguez is down at second. brings out trainer Jeremy Niebusch. Rodriguez and Collins collided a little bit. Collins is okay, but Rodriguez is down right now at second, up to his knees. Now gets up to his feet. Oh no, he just stumbled over and fell back towards the outfield. The training staff out there with him. Manager Lorenzo Bundy's out there along with first base coach and bench coach Angel Rosario. And that is the last thing you want to see. It's a delayed go for Rodriguez. Chuckers head athletic trainer Andrew Staling is also at the top step of the dugout in case additional help's needed. Right now, just a lengthy conversation between Rodriguez and Niebusch. And our monitors here in the booth, we get another look at it. Well, the reason why Rodriguez is down is not only did they make contact, but Rodriguez's head and Collins's right knee collided into each other. A pretty nasty collision. Thankfully, he was wearing a helmet and took most of the force. But obviously, a scary situation. Bundy, Niebusch, and Rosario still all around him. We're here on the top of the third inning. And after all that, thankfully, Rodriguez stays in. Two outs and a man on second. Glad to see everyone's okay. That could have been a scary situation. On either direction. Helmet to a knee. You see it in the NFL. Usually nasty collisions. Thankfully, Collins is okay. Rodriguez is okay. He does pick up a stolen base, his 17th of the year. And the count's at one ball and one strike to Alexander Womack, who steps back in from the right side against the righty Meeker. The 1-1 delivery. Womack lifts it over Zamora and in left for a base hit. Rodriguez gets the wave. Carlos Rodriguez gets it in left to throw home. Cut off by Kale. And then it trickles behind him. Meeker collides with Rodriguez. Womack's into second. And it's 2-0 Barons. And they score a run for the second straight inning. Brings up the righty, Xavier Fernandez. Womack at second. They rule it a single, and he advances to second on the throw. No errors charged. It's Womack's 39th RBI. First pitch misses up to Fernandez. The count goes to 1-0. The Barons, a team that have struggled to score runs over their last couple of games. Just 14 runs over their three-game losing streak. Outscored 30-14. They have two early. Two outs in the third. The pitch. Fernandez watches a strike fly by, and the count evens 1-1. Fernandez last time up smashed a homer to left. 388 feet and a massive bat flip. 1-1 pitch. Tips it foul back to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. 2-0 Barons here on the top of the third inning. Womack at second. Fernandez is at the plate. Count at 1-2 with 2 outs. Meeker sets. Now delivers. Misses up. Count evens 2-2. Meeker sets, third base side of the rubber. Now the 2-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Cutter at 87. The count goes to 3-2. This is not a situation Meeker's found himself in many times this year. That's a 3-ball count. 3-2 with 2 outs. He's walked just 5 batters this year. And entering today, had done so in just 54 1/3 innings. The 3-2 pitch. Curveball hit on one hop. Backhanded by Murray up the line. Takes a step. Fires to first in time. A terrific play by Murray. Keeps the ball in the infield. And a great throw ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 2-0 Barons after 2.5. Back to MGM Park after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Welcome back to MGM Park on a beautiful and cloudless Tuesday night. Shuckers trail the Birmingham Barons 2-0 into the bottom of the third inning. Lefty Tommy Summer faces the righty Nick Kale. 9-1-2 in the order due up for Biloxi. Righty Kale steps in, taps the plate a couple of times. We're set to go. Summer takes a breath, now delivers. Kale takes a strike on the inside corner. Just barely clipped the black, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Javon Blake back with you. Thanks much for joining us in a series opener. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball, it comes in at 88. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Kale's hitting 188 this year with a 361 OBP. Summer delivers home. Kale swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. One of the big things for Kale, Caro going on the injured list earlier today, is for the time being, Kale is going to step into the role as Biloxi's starting catcher. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and chops it on the ground to third. Snyder has it, takes a step towards second, fires to first a bit wide. Womack snags it with a good stretch. One away, and it's back to the top of the order, and the lefty Tyler Black. Shuckers trail it 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. One away, and Black steps in from the left side. Digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Lefty Summer delivers home. He swings and fouls it back. Count goes 0-1. When the Shuckers got back home from their road trip on Sunday, Black found a bit of a gift in his locker. It was a bag of Maynard's Funny Peaches, which are Black's favorite candy that you can't get in America. 0-1 delivery. Black fouls it off the base side out of play. And the count goes 0-2. Black was able to get it from a friend he's made at the ballpark. Guy who works on the stadium cleanup crew, Jamie, is from the Toronto area, same as Black. The 0-2 pitch. Black takes strike three on the outside corner. He's down looking, one away. Check that, two away. And it brings up the righty, Jackson Churia. 2-0 Barons here in the bottom of the third inning. Churio sent to dig in from the right side against the lefty Summer, who all of a sudden has gone out, retired seven straight since Isaac Collins singled off him. Pitch home. Churio takes up. Count goes to 1-0. Churia walked back in the first inning. Tallied a stolen base, now up to 29 on the year. Summers 1-0 delivery. Churio takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. And a stolen base from Churio, along with that stolen base from Collins and a double steal, now gives the Shuckers 161 in 2023. One away from tying their franchise record. The 2-0 pitch. Churio takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. And you think to yourself, boy, it's July 25th. That seems early to be breaking a franchise record. It is 91 games. 3-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers have really put together their fastest team in franchise history. Black and Churio have combined for almost 90 stolen bases as a pair. 3-1 pitch. He swings and shoots it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes full. And even Isaac Collins has stepped in a big way. Look at the top three in the order today. 45 stolen bases from Black, 29 from Churio, 20 from Collins. The 3-2 pitch. Churio takes up high, ball four. Nods his head his approval as he walks down to first. Walked for the second time today. And it now brings up Collins. Well, the Shuckers had 161 stolen bases as a team. The record's 162, and a guy at first has 29 stolen bases on the year. Collins digs in from the right side against the lefty Summer. Two outs and a man on first, 2-0 Barons. Summer delivers. Collins takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 89. Collins is the only Shucker to record a hit today. Did so back in the first inning on a ground ball into left. The 0-1 pitch, first to check back to first. It gets by Womack, and Churio's off to the races. Womack gathers it. He rounds second, now heads to third. Womack fires it to third. Not in time. Churio goes first to third on the error. And the Shuckers have a run 90 feet away. First error of the day for Birmingham. They're 90th on the year, most out of any team in the Southern League. The count and no balls and one strike to Collins, who could cut the deficit in half with a single. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and rolls it through the left side, and it's a base hit. In comes Churio, and it's 2-1. Collins is 2-for-2 today. And drives in his 24th run of the year. Just shot it through the left side. Brings up the righty, West Clark. It's now a 2-1 ball game. Collins at first. Clark popped out to the catcher back in the first inning. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Summer delivers. Clark swings and shoots it out to short right. Long way to go from Rodriguez at second. He gets turned around, makes the catch with his back towards the infield, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers do score a run. Churio is driven in by Collins. Shuckers get one run on one hit, one error, and leave one stranded. We head to the fourth, 2-1 Birmingham. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low. What you can't get anywhere else.
back to MGM Park. We end at the top of the fourth inning. Javik Blake back with you. Barons 2, Shuckers 1. Righty James Meeker back to the hill. Faces 5, 6, and 7 in the Barons order. Starts off with the lefty Luis Meaces. Meeker so far has been solid. He's allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, but he's used just 43 pitches to get through 3 innings. For a guy that tops out at about 70 pitches, looking to hopefully get him through 5 today, then hand it over to the bullpen. Meaces digs in from the left side. Meeker's first pitch of the inning is popped up. Third base side into foul territory. Murray's under it towards the tarp. Now back towards the foul line. Makes the catch and retires Meaces for the first out. Now brings up the righty Joelki Cespedes. 2-1 Barons here in the top of the fourth inning. Series opener between these two teams. Cespedes fought to center back in the second inning. Meeker delivers. Cespedes swings and launches it out towards left center. Churio ranges over into the alleyway. The wind bats it down, and he makes the catch for the second out. Player in the fourth inning gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top 5, Chattanooga leads Montgomery 3-2. Tennessee and Rocket City knotted at 1 in the fourth. And Pensacola leads the Embraves 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch misses away to the righty Hackenberg, and the count goes to 1-0. Hackenberg singled to right last time up, just kind of dunked it in down the line. The 1-0 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1 Barons here in the fourth inning. The 2-0 delivery. Hackenberg swings and lifts it out to right. Sparks goes back at the warning track, turns with his back towards the wall, and makes the catch to end the inning. It's the second 1-2-3 inning of the day from Meeker, and his first since the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 3.5. 2-1 Barons on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck.
Bottom of the fourth back at MGM Park. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It is a beautiful, cloudless night on the Mississippi coast. Shuckers are looking to tie things up. They trail the Barons 2-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, the lefty Tommy Summer back to the hill faces the righty Freddie Zamora, who leads it off for Biloxi in the 5 spot. First pitch, waves and misses. Slider that trickles on in, Count goes to no balls and one strike. Zamora's 0-for-1 today. Ground out, and a ball that deflected off Summer back up the middle and went perfectly to the shortstop Castillo. Pitch home. Takes inside on a slider. Checks his swing. First base umpire Tom O'Neill says he does not go. Count evens up. Summer picks up his right leg and fires. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. The Shuckers have had base runners today at the top of the order. Jackson Churio and Isaac Collins have both reached twice. Only problem is, nobody else has reached for the Shuckers order. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and shoots it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens 2-2. Summers allowed one run on two hits, and he's walked two. If you take Churio and Collins out of the lineup, he's been perfect today. The 2-2 delivery. Zamora swings and chops it foul. Third base side right into the hands of the third base coach. Now Nick Stanley finds a young fan and hand delivers it in the first row. 2-2 the count. Summer delivers. He swings and rolls it softly to short. Castillo charges, fires on the run in time. Zamora is retired. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. One out, nobody on. 2-1 Barons here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Murray steps in right in front of his old high school teammate, Adam Hackenberg. It's a Miller School of Admiral High School reunion tonight at MGM Park. Summer delivers. Murray swings and chops it foul. Third base side right to Stanley, the third base coach. Count goes to 0-1. Murray grew up in Crozet, Virginia. Him and Hackenberg both went to the same high school and had the same high school coach, former All-Star and closer Billy Wagner. 0-1 pitch. Misses off the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. Murray said it was one of the most special things to have a guy and pedigree of Billy Wagner as your high school baseball coach. 1-1 delivery. Murray takes low and the count goes to 2-1. Murray said growing up, Wagner was not just the high school coach. He really coached Murray and Hackenberg all throughout Little League, middle school baseball, high school baseball. Murray said every year he'd come back from the season with so many stories and tips and tricks and ways to get better. The 2-1 delivery. Murray swings and rolls it to third. Backhanded by Snyder. Takes two steps towards the line. Fires to first. Just in time. Murray's beaten out by a half step. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. But the biggest thing Murray said about having Wagner as a head coach, the 2017 state title that him and Hackenberg won, one of his favorite memories. He also said a big memory was running. Not a favorite memory, he said, but a memory nonetheless. Carlos Rodriguez steps in from the left side. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1 Barons. The pitch. Rodriguez takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 today with a ground out to short. The 1-0 delivery. Rodriguez swings and hammers it back up the middle into center. It's off the back of the infield dirt and rolls into right center. Cespedes picks it up and throws it in. Puts a man on with two outs, and it now brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. Sparks is 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. One of two strikeouts from Summer today. Two outs, runner on first. 2-1 Barons here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tying runs at first for Biloxi. Summer delivers. Sparks takes low. Hackenberg blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers are one stolen base away from tying their franchise record for the most stolen bases in a single season. It's the 91st game of the year. The 1-0 delivery. Sparks takes a strike. Slider at 80 miles an hour. The count evens 1-1. Rodriguez is 8-for-16 in stolen bases this year. Check back to first. Rodriguez dives back in. It's a Rodriguez duo at first. Carlos Rodriguez, the outfielder, is the base runner at first, and Carlos Rodriguez, the pitcher, is the first base coach tonight. The 1-1 delivery. Sparks takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. We've seen this a couple times throughout the year. A really funny moment. Both Carlos Rodriguez's have actually been the first base coach this year for Biloxi. The pitch. Sparks swings and pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Womack over towards the side railing and runs out of room. Drops into the first row. Counts even. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Shockers trail it 2-1 here on the bottom of the fourth inning. Rodriguez at first is the tying run. Sparks at the plate, the go-ahead run. Summer comes set from the left side. Now delivers. Here goes Rodriguez. Sparks takes low. The throw to second. Not in time, and the Shuckers have tied the franchise record. 162 stolen bases in 2023. It's Rodriguez's ninth of the year. It took 138 games to set the record last year. This year, it's taken not even 91. It's taken 89 plus 13 innings. Rodriguez off second. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Summer sets. Now delivers. Sparks takes up, and it's ball four. Now it brings up the righty, Nick Cale. Runners in first and second with 2 outs. Barons lead the Shuckers 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Righty Nick Cale steps up against the lefty Tommy Summer. Summer's pitch count getting up there. 60 pitches. 35 of them strikes. And now brings out the pitching coach, Danny Farquhar. Farquhar, a former Major League reliever. Out to talk to Summer. Farquhar makes up probably the most dynamic pitching and hitting coach combination in the entirety of the Southern League. Farquhar, a big leaguer. Spent quite a couple of years as a reliever with the Seattle Mariners. And Nicky Delmonico, also a big leaguer. Makes up a pair of a hitting and pitching coach that likely is more big league time than most hitting and pitching coaches combined in the entirety of minor league baseball. A lot of talent in that dugout if Farquhar decided to pick up a baseball and start pitching, or Nicky Delmonico needed to grab a bat. We're back ready to go. Runners in first and second with 2 outs. Rodriguez off second. Sparks off first. Farquhar back to the dugout. And the righty Nick Cale steps in. Shuckers trail it 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Summer delivers. Cale swings and lifts it deep to left. Meaces watches it go, and the Shuckers have a 4-2 lead and a 3-run homer from Nick Cale. That one was demolished. He touches home with his third homer of the year. That one's off the bat at 105 miles an hour. Goes 382 feet. The Shuckers not only tie it up, they take a 2-run lead. Back to the top of the order and the lefty Tyler Black. The pitch home. He swings and tips it foul back to the screen. Count goes 0-1. Black's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a fly out to left. Summers 0-1 pitch. Black waves and misses. Fastball in the outside corner. 88 miles an hour. Count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Black steps back in. Summers standing on the mound ready to go. The 0-2 delivery. Black takes one away. Hackenberg blocks it up. The count goes to 1-2. Black's 0-2 today. Coming off a series against Montgomery where he went 11-27 with six extra base hits. The 1-2 pitch. Black waves and misses. Fastball blows by him at 89, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers take a 4-2 lead. Three runs off two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through four. 4-2 Biloxi. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Off to the top of the fifth inning back in Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Righty James Meeker back on the hill to face the righty Taylor Snyder. Shuckers lead it 4-2. First pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. David Blake back with you from MGM Park. Shuckers have a two-run lead thanks to a three-run bomb from Nick Cale. The pitch, chopped foul, out of play on the third base side, and the count evens 1-1. Meeker delivers home. Snyder swings and rolls it to short. Zamora charges in, goes down to an E, boots it, and Snyder reaches. It's the 13th error of the year for Zamora. And an E6 puts the leadoff man on, brings up the righty Moises Castillo. It's the first base runner to reach since two outs in the third inning. First pitch to the righty Castillo. Curveball called strike one on the inside corner. Castillo, 23 years old from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. Meeker steps off. Snyder's dancing around first. Time's called. Now Castillo steps back in, ready to go. Meeker's ready to go on the mound. Check back to first. Snyder's back in time. By the way, a big hello to Matt. Normally the MC here at MGM Park. Today he's working in Pensacola. over at the Air Force Base. Big hello to Matt. Pitch home. Line drive over Clark's glove at first and down the right field line. Sparks chases after it. Snyder turns the corner at second. Gets the wave from Bundy at third. The throw into Sparks to Collins. He eats it. It's an RBI double from Castillo. And it's now 4-3. Barons get one of those two runs back. With the Shuckers up by two, it's now a one-run lead. It's Castillo's 34th RBI of the year. And it brings up the lefty, Terrell Tatum. Also a big hello to Kane, who's listening in Section 100 tonight. Also a big hello to the grandparents of Ethan Murray, who are watching from Hollywood, Maryland today. Lefty Terrell Tatum set to come up against the righty James Meeker. Also a big hello to my dad, who's tuning in from the back of an Uber in New York. Hi, Dad. Thanks for watching. 4-3 Shuckers over the Barons here in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch home, bunt shown. Now he takes it back. Count goes to 1-0. Reminder, fans, if you want to get in on the Text the Booth line, you can. 601-514-0776. 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from today. The pitch to Tatum shows bunt. Whiffs, and it's called a strike. The pitch, Tatum places it up the third baseline with a bunt. Kale gets it, spins, fires to first in time. Castillo moves to third, but that was a dart from Kale behind the plate to first. Terrell's retired, one away, and it brings up the righty, Jose Rodriguez. One out, 4-3 Shuckers over the Barons here in the fifth inning. Infield comes in for the Shuckers. The pitch. Fastball misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Castillo at third is the tying run. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-2. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 today. Singled back up the middle and scored in the third inning. The pitch home misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Meeker comes set. Kale sets away. The pitch. Fastball. Called strike. Rodriguez was watching it all the way. Didn't move the bat off his shoulder. Meeker sets at the letters. 3-1-1. The pitch. Fouled off his front foot. Count moves to 3-2. Well, strikeout here would be huge for Meeker. He's a guy that, over his last couple of starts, strikeouts has not been the name of his game. Just 5 strikeouts in his last 4 starts, including none last time out against Montgomery. Really been a soft contact guy. Pitch home, misses up and in, and it's a walk. You want to talk about things that happen about as often as Haley's Comet. A walk from James Meeker. That's his 6th walk of the year. He entered today with the lowest walk rate out of anybody in minor league baseball. And it now brings out the pitching coach, Will Shearholz. Runners in first and third, one out. One run already in the top of the fifth inning for Birmingham. Shuckers lead it 4-3. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Barons. 3 runs on 5 hits and an error. A big hello to Ron, who's tuning in from Section 103, row seat 13. I think at this point we can look out of the booth and wave hello. He's right in the front. He's waving a big hello to Ron. You're at the ballpark. You're at home. Feel free to chime in. Checkers hitting coach Chucky Caulfield saying hello. Chucky's back in Texas for a couple days. Runners of the corners with one away. Alexander Womack steps in against the righty James Meeker. Check back to first. Rodriguez slides back in. Womack's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. The pitch. Womack takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Pitch. Rodriguez fakes a steal. The ground ball's chopped to first. Court bobbles it. His only play is to first. Taps the bag. And that allows Castillo to come home. Rodriguez to second. Womack's retired. It's an RBI ground out. His second RBI of the game and his 40th of the year. Now two outs. We're knotted at four. And the righty Xavier Fernandez set to step up. Fernandez is 1-for-2 today. Massive home run back in the second inning. 4-4 Barons and Shuckers here in the top of the fifth inning. Rodriguez at second. Pitch to Fernandez. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Fernandez stands in at 5'11", 245. Guy that packs a lot of power. 10 home runs on the year. Rodriguez dances. The pitch. Lifted out towards right center. Long way to come in for Sparks. Ranges in on it, makes the catch, and that finishes out the top of the fifth inning. In the inning, two runs on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. We're halfway through in Biloxi. 4-4 between the Barons and the Shuckers. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Back to MGM Park, bottom of the fifth inning. 4-4 between the Shuckers and the Barons. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The lefty Tommy Summer has to face off against the righty Jackson Churio, who leads it off for Biloxi. Summer delivers home. Churio takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Churio, so far tonight, has not gotten really anything to hit. Summer's been working around the edges of the zone against Churio. The 1-0 delivery. Churio swings and rolls it on the ground to short. Castillo grabs it on the run. Fumbles with it for a moment. Throws high. Womack grabs up to grab it. Comes down on top of the bag. And Churio's retired for the first out. It brings up the switch hitter Isaac Collins. in from the right side against the lefty Summer. 24-year-old lefty out of Indiana. The pitch. Collins takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Now, while Summer's last name may not be a famous name across the baseball circles, his dad's one of the more famous players in American soccer history. Collins lines this out to deep left center. Tatum back, warning track, looks up, it's way gone. 414 feet for Collins, 101 off the bat, and the Shuckers have 31 homers in July, 5-4 Biloxi. What a month it's been for this offense. Biloxi, one of just two teams in AA with more than 30 homers in the month. Brings up Wes Clark. 414 feet for Collins, 101 off the bat. His fifth of the year, drives in his 25th run. First pitch for the righty, Wes Clark. He swings and tips it into Hackenberg's glove. Count goes to no balls and one strike. With that hit as well, Collins is 3-for-3 tonight. The Shuckers have 5 hits. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Curveball low. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Summer delivers home. Clark takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. It has really been quite the month for the Biloxi Shuckers on offense. It started last week when they just went off against the Montgomery Biscuits. The 1-2 pitch. Clark swings. This one seeps to left. Way back. Way gone. Off the light pole. 6-4 Biloxi. And back-to-back homers. Clark trots home, a line drive homer. He stings it at 104, 358 feet. And Biloxi has turned a tie game into a 6-4 lead. It's an offense that just continues to roll. They've crossed the 6-run mark for the 11th time in their last 12 games. Pitch home. Zamora swings. This one's lifted up and into Castillo's glove, who leaps it short. Zamora's retired for the second out, and it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. That one was also hammered, 102. What a night this has been for Biloxi's offense. 6 runs on 6 hits. Murray steps in from the right side against Summer. The pitch takes a curveball on the outside corner for strike one. And one of the most fascinating things with this Shuckers team is the way they've hit left-handed pitching in July. The 0-1 pitch. Murray takes off the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. They came into the month hitting around 225, 230 against lefties. They enter today hitting 352 against him. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. That 352 average against lefties, the best in AA. The 7th best in minor league baseball. And to go on top of that, 15 of their 29 homers have been against lefties. The 2-1 pitch. Murray swings, lines it to right, down for a base hit. Couple hops to Joelki Cespedes. The Shuckers have 3 hits in the inning. Murray extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. And it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Two outs, one on. 6-4 Biloxi. Pitch home. Rodriguez swings and spirals it out to left center. Mieses charges in. Castillo's out. Mieses calls him off, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers go back-to-back. Solo shots from Isaac Collins and Wes Clark. Put 2 on the board. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We're through 5. It's 6-4 Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Off to the top of the sixth inning back at MGM Park. David Blake back with you with the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 6-4. They've tallied three homers and five runs in the last two innings. And James Meeker on the hill to face Luis Meneses. Meeker's into the sixth inning for the first time this year. Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving around, but chance for Meeker to set a new career high in innings. The pitch misses away the lefty Meneses, and the count goes to 1-0. Right now, Meeker's at 66 pitches, with the last pitch he's now at 67. But it has been one of his better outings in terms of efficiency in 2023. The 1-0 delivery. Meneses swings, rolls it on the ground to second. Collins gets it, spins in short right, fires to first. A great pick from Clark, and Meneses is retired for the first out. Now brings up Yoelki Cespedes. Cespedes is 0 for 2 today with two strikeouts. Check that 0 for 2 today with two flyouts to center. The pitch home. Cespedes swings and pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. Clark charges in. Kale's over. Kale calls him off, makes the catch. And quickly, two away. If you did not know going into this start that James Meeker is a guy that throughout his entire career was not a starting pitcher, and he was a guy who didn't pitch in college until he transferred to the University of Delaware from Akron when they cut their program, you would think that Meeker has been a starter for most of his career, or at least most of this season. Not something that he's done for about a month and a half. The pitch home is rolled back up the middle into center, and Adam Heckenberg from the right side singles and puts a runner on with two outs. Brings up the righty Taylor Snyder. In the bullpen for the Shuckers is Ryan Middendorf. Man on first with two away. 6-4 Biloxi in the top of the sixth inning. Snyder's up, first pitch to him, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 6-4, six runs on seven hits. Snyder's 0 for 2 today. The pitch, he swings and chops it to third. Murray gets it on a big hop, charges, takes two hops, fires to first in time, and Murray can keep on running back to that Shuckers dugout. It's a new career high in innings for James Meeker. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 6-4 Biloxi through 5.5. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Tobias Myers, and you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to MGM Park. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 6-4. Tommy Summer out of the game, and in comes the righty Jared Kelly. Shuckers have a 6-4 lead thanks to five runs in the last two innings off three homers. 8-9-1 due up. Starts off with the righty Lamar Sparks against the righty Kelly. Kelly has made one appearance here in Double A since being called up from High A Winston-Salem. He's allowed four runs in two-thirds of an inning. The pitch to Sparks misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Changeup called strike at the knees. Count evens 1-1. Kelly was drafted out of high school in 2020 in the second round by the White Sox in his third year as a pro. Pitch home. Sparks takes off the inside corner. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 2-1. Sparks is 0-1 today. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Kelly delivers. Sparks takes away, and it's a five-pitch walk. Draws a walk for the second time today. Brings up the righty, Nick Cale. Sparks at first, a chance to make history. The Shuckers right now have 162 stolen bases this year. That's tied with last year for the franchise record of stolen bases for the Shuckers in a single season. They've tied it here. And they tied it in the fourth inning in the 91st game of the year in a 138-game season. The pitch home. Cale swings and pops it foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count goes 2-1. By the way, fans, that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Kelly's a three-pitch guy, fastball, changeup, and a slider for a guy that stands in at 6'3", 230 pounds. The 1-1 pitch, curveball misses up. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. There goes Sparks. The pitch is popped foul. First base side out of play, and history will have to wait a moment. Count it 2-2. Okay. Kelly was a swing man in the Winston-Salem dash rotation. The 2-2 pitch. Kale loops it foul. Out of play on the first base side. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. He made 12 appearances, 7 out of the bullpen, 5 of them starts. 5.14 ERA in the South Atlantic League. The high A team and the single A team for the White Sox are both in the Carolinas. Their high A team, the Dash, play in Winston-Salem, about 2 hours west of the Raleigh-Durham area, while their single A team plays in Kannapolis, just a bit north of Charlotte. 2-2 pitch. Kale takes strike 3 on the outside corner. Fastball at 94. Kale's down looking. One away, and it brings up Tyler Black at the top of the order. Sparks at first with one out. 6-4 Shuckers here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Black is 0-3 today. Faces a righty for the first time tonight. Check back to first. Sparks dives back in. Black's been able to get quite a bit of goodies from home recently in the form of various Canadian candy. Pitch home. Black swings and lines it in right down for a base hit. Sparks touches second, off to third. Cespedes fires it into third. The tag, not in time. Sparks just get by Snyder's tag. Black's into second. Sparks at third. Black singles and then gets to second on the throw. It extends his hit streak to 8 straight. And now 2 in scoring position for Jackson Churio. That one off his bat at 96. Jackson Churio steps in, 2 runners in scoring position for the guy that has 61 driven in this year, more than anybody else in the Shuckers team. Infield in for the Barons. The pitch home. Churio waves and misses at a curveball, and the count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Shuckers have 6 runs on 8 hits. Churio is 0-1, but he's walked twice. Kelly delivers. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The 0-2 delivery. Churio swings and rolls it foul. First base side of the Shuckers bullpen. Count stays at 0-2. Middendorf continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. This likely means Meeker's done after 6 innings. That's a new career high with 6 innings on the hill. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike 3 at the knees. And Churio's down for the second out. Fastball at 96. Churio wasn't a fan. Brings up Isaac Collins. Switch hitter in from the left side. 2 outs. Infield plays back now for Birmingham. Still runners at second and third for the Shuckers. They lead it by 2. The pitch. Collins waves and misses. Changeup at 81. And the count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Called strike. Outside corner. Changeup at 82. The count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. Collins is 3-for-3 today. Went back-to-back with Wes Clark last inning to give the Shuckers at that point a 5-4 lead. Clark, who's on deck, made it 6-4. The 0-2 pitch. Takes low and inside. Count goes to 1-2. Where am I? The pitch. Collins takes up and away. Count evens 2-2. Shuckers have three homers tonight. Up to 32 in the month of July. Second most in all of AA. 2-2 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-2. The record for most home runs hit in a month in July in the Southern League is 44 by the Embraves back in 2021. The franchise record is 43 by Biloxi in 18. Pitch home. Collins fouls it back. Count stays at 3-2. But this is the second best month in terms of power production for the Shuckers in franchise history. Last year they had 32 in July. This year, 32 in July. And back in 2018, 43 in July. 3-2 pitch. Collins takes off the inside corner, and they're loaded up for Wes Clark. Collins continues what has just been a real good stretch of play. He's reached base 4 times tonight. He's now reached base in 7 straight after a week in Montgomery where he's 7-for-23. He's 3-for-3 tonight. It now brings up Wes Clark, who walks up to his old college walkout song. Here comes the Rooster. Head back in his South Carolina days. 2 outs, bases loaded. The pitch, curveball, lifts it into center. Tatum comes on, slides, and makes the catch. Ends the inning. Shuckers load him up. Can't get one home. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We head to the 7th, 6-4 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Ryan Mayor in for James Meeker. Before we go any further, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi. Javik Blake back with you. James Meeker done after a career-high 6 innings. First pitch from Ryan Middendorf misses wide. Sent to the backstop, and the count goes to 1-0. The righty Moises Castillo leads it off. 1-for-2 today with an RBI double down the right field line in the 5th inning. Shuckers lead it 6-4. Middendorf fires and misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Meeker tonight goes 6 innings. That is a new career high after he tied his career high last time out, 5 innings against Montgomery. Gives up 4 runs, just 2 of them earned on 6 hits. 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. The pitch, fastball, called a strike at the top of the zone. Then the count goes to 2-1. So it brings in Middendorf, who makes his 18th appearance here in AA. 4.38 ERA this year in 24 and a third innings. The 2-1 delivery. Castillo checks his swing, dribbles it up the first baseline. Cale charges up the first baseline, grabs it, throws on the run in full catcher's gear, and makes the play for the first down. Tobias Meyer said it today in our pregame interview. Nick Cale might be the most athletic person on this team in any sport, just across the table, whether they're playing football, spike ball, rugby, whatever it is in the outfield pregame, and that extends to behind the plate. A real nice move. And retires Castillo for the first out, brings up the lefty Terrell Tatum. Middendorf fires. Tatum takes strike one on the inside corner. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers farm system. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everybody's in action across the affiliated side of things. Pitch home. Tatum takes inside. Count evens 1-1. Two finals in the Dominican Republic. Brewers 2 falls 8-7 to the Dominican Summer League Marlins. Meanwhile, the Yankees Bombers beat Brewers 1 11-10 in 10 innings. 1-1 delivery. Tatum rolls it on the ground to short. Zamora snags it, takes a step, fires quickly to first. In time, beats Tatum by a half step. Two up, two down here in the seventh. Brings up the righty Jose Rodriguez. Top of the second inning, the Arizona Brewers and the Arizona Diamondbacks Black are knotted at two. In Columbia, Carolina leads the Fireflies 6-3. Bottom seven, Cedar Rapids leads Wisconsin 2-1. First pitch, the righty Rodriguez is hit on one hop to short. Zamora goes down to Anita, grab it, fires to first in time, that ends the inning. Two more scores to get to. Norfolk leads Nashville 6-5, top eight, and bottom four Reds lead the Brewers by a 2-0 score. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. The scoreless inning from Middendorf means it's 6-4, and we're through 6.5. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Out for a second inning of work. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 6-4 over the Birmingham Barons. Opening game of a six-game set. First matchup between these two teams in 2023. The righty Kelly faces the righty Freddie Zamora, who's 0-3 today. First pitch he sees from Kelly is a curveball, called strike one. Kelly worked around some base runners in the sixth, left him loaded after two walks and a single. The 0-1 delivery. Shot foul, first base side into the seats. Humps up into the second row. And a little kid, maybe 9 or 10, is trying to find the baseball. He's looking all around. Looking under seats. Hopefully he finds it, goes home with the souvenir. Oh, now he has it. There we go. 0-2 pitch. Curveball. Zamora lifts it out towards right center. Tatum's over. Cespedes is over from right. It drops down between them. Zamora doesn't stop at first. He heads towards second. Slides in with a double. Tatum and Cespedes get about 6 inches before the ball, and both of them stop. Nobody makes the catch. And it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. That snaps a two-game hitless streak for Zamora. And it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray's 1-for-3 today. Singled last time up in a right. Kelly comes set. Corners in for Birmingham. The pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Murray's rocking the emerald batting gloves, his own baseball apparel company. The 0-1 delivery. Murray takes off the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Murray's expanded past gloves. It started at the start of this year as Emerald, being Ethan Murray's glove company. It has now turned into a batting glove company. It has expanded past the realm of gloves. Pitch home. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. It was an idea that Murray hatched back when he was in college at Duke during the canceled 2020 college baseball season. He came up with the name and the logo, but didn't quite know what to do yet. Pitch home. Chopped foul into the Shuckers dugout. Counts even, 2-2 with the runner on second. 6-4 Shuckers here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Murray then decided, well, I want it to be something baseball related, so he decided on gloves. Found a glove manufacturer that manufactures all of his gloves and has a great relationship with him. Pitch home, misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. So it has slowly expanded over the last couple of years, and the best part about it is the Milwaukee Brewers buy gloves from Murray. They buy a couple of training gloves every year to use at the complex in Maryvale. Pitch home, misses away, ball four, and he works the walk. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez, as Murray trots on down to first. What a cool feeling that must be, though, to not only have your own glove company, but have the organization buy gloves from you. And it's not only the organization, players as well on the Shuckers and throughout the Brewers organization also buy gloves from Murray. First pitch to Rodriguez, chopped on the ground, left side, Castillo backhands it, goes to second for one. Rodriguez to first, not in time. Rodriguez beats it out. Zamora heads to third, and it brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. 6-4 Biloxi in the bottom of the seventh inning. 6 runs on 9 hits and an error for the Shuckers. 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Birmingham. Sparks is 0-for-1 today, but he's drawn 2 walks. Scored in the 4th inning on Nick Cale's 3-run homer. Kelly delivers. Sparks takes a slider for strike one. Rodriguez at first has 9 stolen bases this year. 1 away from double digits, and the Shuckers 1 away from a new single-season franchise record. The pitch. Sparks swings and rolls it back up the middle. Kelly has it. Throws to second. It's high and wide and into center. Zamora scores. Rodriguez to third. The error brings home Biloxi's 7th run of the night, and they lead it 7-4. It's a fielder's choice for Sparks, but Rodriguez is safe at second and advances to third on the error. Second error of the night for Birmingham, their 91st of the year, most out of any team in the Southern League. And with runners in the corners and just 1 away, it brings up the righty, Nick Cale. 7-4 Biloxi. The pitch home. Sparks fakes a go. Pitch misses up. It's about 3 hard steps from Sparks towards second. Then he stopped his momentum. Almost a running secondary. Hackenberg comes out from behind the plate and dots up his catcher's gear with the first and third signs. Sparks at first, Rodriguez at third. Sparks has 13 stolen bases this year. Fair amount of speed on the base paths for Biloxi. The pitch, Sparks goes, pitch misses away, a fake to second. Now a throw to third, Rodriguez is back. Sparks is safe at second, and the Shuckers have set a new single-season franchise record with 163 stolen bases in 2023. Good job on the record, guys. 7-4 Shuckers, 2-0 the count. Infield comes in for Birmingham. Kelly delivers. Kale tips it in Hackenberg's glove. Count goes to 2-1. Walking leadoff second for Sparks. Nobody's holding him on with the infield in. Kelly delivers. Misses away. Almost gets by Hackenberg. Has to spiral around just to keep it in front of him. And the count goes to 3-1. The pitch. Kale takes off the outside corner, 94. Second walk of the inning, and they're loaded up for Tyler Black. That brings out Hackenberg to the hill. Also brings in the entire right side of the infield. Jose Rodriguez and Alexander Womack both come in alongside Jose Rodriguez, Moises Castillo, and Taylor Snyder, the third baseman, the only one not involved in the mound meeting. And it's a quick one. Everybody trots on back to their positions. 7-4 Shuckers here on the bottom of the seventh inning. One away and the base is loaded. Up comes Tyler Black, who's 1-for-4 today. But entered today is one of the top hitters in the Southern League. A 978 OPS and a league-leading 432 OBP. The pitch to him. Wave and a miss. Change up low at 82, and the count goes to 0-1. Black struck out twice today, once looking, once swinging. Both on fastballs from starter Tommy Summer. Kale off first, Sparks off second. Rodriguez is off third. Kelly delivers. Black swings and lifts it foul. First base side, it curls out of play. 5 or 6 rows back. Count now with no balls and 2 strikes. Kelly comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Black takes up. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Bases loaded for Biloxi here in the seventh. The pitch. Black swings and lines it into right. Cespedes comes on, makes a shoestring catch. Now fires it home. Everybody stays put. Real nice catch from Cespedes and Wright. Retires Black for the second out. Black hit it hard, 105 off the bat. Now brings up the righty Jackson Churio, who's the seventh man to bat in the inning. Shuckers lead it 7-4, 2 outs with the bases loaded. Rodriguez off third, Sparks off second, Kale off first. First pitch, Churio takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's 0-for-2 today. 2 walks, a ground out, and a looking strikeout. That strikeout came last time up. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball is called a strike. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers already have 1 in in the inning. 1 run off. 1 hit. 1 error. The 1-1 pitch. Churio takes up. Count goes to 2-1. They've been helped out by an error off a fielder's choice, a walk, and a record-breaking stolen base. The Shuckers 163rd of 2023. The 2-1 delivery. Churio takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 94. And the count's even. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Churio patiently waits at the plate now. Bit of a bat waggle as Kelly comes set. 2-2 pitch. Fastball called. Strike three. Top of the zone. And that ends the inning. But the Shuckers score a run off one hit, one error, and they leave them loaded. We're through seven in Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 7-4. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Romack leads it off against the righty Ryan Minendorf. Shuckers lead it 7-4. The offense has been rolling tonight. So have the stolen bases. Shuckers have four stolen bases tonight, which gives them a new single-season franchise record. Pitch home. Womack takes a slider for strike one. And not only is that a franchise record, it's a franchise record in a 91 games. There's 138 games in a Southern League season. Oh, one delivery. Womack takes away, and the count evens 1-1. It just speaks to how incredible this Shuckers team has been at stealing bases in 2023. The pitch home. Called strike, outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. One and two to count. The righty Womack stands back in against the righty Minendorf. Had a 1-2-3 seventh inning. The pitch. Womack chops it up the third baseline foul. Count stays at 1-2. The pitch home. Rolled on the ground to short. Zamora gets it on two hops, takes two steps, fires to first in time. Womack's retired. One away, and it brings up the righty Xavier Fernandez. Seven four Shuckers, one out, nobody on. The pitch home. Fernandez takes strike one. Fernandez is 1-for-3 today. Solo home run back in the second inning.
Middendorf fires. He takes up and away. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch popped up right side of the infield. Collins, the second baseman, charges in, calls off Clark, who is over, and makes the catch for the second out. That's five up, five down from Middendorf. Now brings up the lefty, Luis Mieses. Mieses is 0-for-3 today. Two ground outs and a pop out to third. 7-4 Biloxi here in the top of the eighth. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, quick check of the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The 1-0 delivery. Mieses swings and lines it foul. Into the bullpen. Everybody scatters away. Luis Amaya led the charge as everybody got off the bullpen bench and sprinted out to right. Now Luis Amaya has to choose between one of the 30 kids that are behind the bullpen bench trying to get the foul ball. The 1-1 pitch. Aces swings and lifts it foul. Third base side. Murray charges over. Drops down out of play. Count goes to 1-2. By the way, that foul ball, the one that shot towards the bullpen, was off the bat at 109 miles an hour. The 1-2 delivery. Mieses swings and pokes it out towards short left. Murray tracks out like a wide receiver. Hunts it down and makes the catch to end the inning. What a night it's been from the Shuckers. They've had it going on offense, had it going on defense, and they've had it going on the mound. Seven straight retired from this staff. And we're through 7.5. 7-4 Shuckers. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom eight in Biloxi. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers lead it 7-4 over the Barons. Jared Kelly's out for his third inning of work. First pitch to Collins comes home. He bunts up the third baseline foul. And the count goes 2-1. Cam Robinson's up in the Shuckers bullpen. Biloxi's closer in what is a safe situation. It's 7-4. The pitch home. Collins checks his swing. Doesn't matter. It's called a strike. Count goes 0-2. Now, the last time Cam Robinson warmed up in what everyone thought was going to be a safe situation was during the Shuckers' 10-run inning on Saturday night. The 0-2 pitch. Collins takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. There was a point in time where it was Luis Amaya up and Cam Robinson. Which one you were going to use if it was a tie game versus the lead? That was after Nick Kale's game-tying triple. Pitch home, misses inside, and the count evens 2-2. Apologies, that was after Wes Clark's game-tying double. And then Nick Kale had the go-ahead double off the center field wall with the bases loaded. That drove in three, and it was Robinson's ninth. 2-2 pitch. Collins checks his swing. Third base umpire says he doesn't go, and the count goes full. And in that bottom of the ninth inning, with the Shuckers up 12-7, he worked around a couple of walks, but had some big-time strikeouts to finish out what was one of the wildest games of the year. 3-2 delivery. Collins takes strike three at the knees, shakes his head, walks back to the dugout. That's the fourth strikeout from Kelly. All of them looking. Sort of an interesting trend to follow from this Shuckers team. They've struck out seven times. Five of the seven have been looking. And this is a team that usually has some of the best plate discipline in all of the Southern League. First pitch to the righty, Clark. Misses inside, smacks him on the elbow guard. And rolls out. They say it hit the bat. And Clark's now down, and Mike Guerrero sprints out of the dugout. This is the same umpiring crew that made the same exact ruling on a play that hit Austin Shenton clearly on the elbow, and they ruled it hit the bottom of the bat. And they do rule it hit him. It's a large smack. Mike Guerrero sprinted out of the dugout about as fast as you could possibly come out. That athletic trainer, Andrew Stanling's out to check on Clark, who's right now just resting his left elbow on his knee. Felix Valerio's come in as a pinch runner, and that got him square on the elbow guard. Hit him so hard, it actually recorded an exit view of 33 miles an hour. Came in at 93. Just a painful place to be hit, even with the elbow guard. Getting a couple replays on our monitor up here in the booth. And it just nailed him right on the elbow guard. That is a tough place to get hit. So Clark is out. We'll see who plays first base for Biloxi. Felix Valerio comes on. Brings up the righty, Freddy Zamora. Hope everything's okay with Clark. Pitch home. Fastball called strike one. Clark's had a good night. He's reached base twice, 1-for-4, but the one was a line drive, 104-mile-an-hour homer. Check back to first. Valerio slides back in. Another check back. Valerio's back in time. No balls, one strike, one out. The pitch home. Called strike outside corner. Count goes 0-2. Robinson continues to get warm. The 0-2 pitch misses away. Valerio's caught off first. Now trots back to the bag as Hackenberg had a little bit of trouble picking the ball out of the dirt. Check back to first for the third time. It misses high, and Valerio gets second. Or not? Everybody's saying that's three, including Biloxi dugout, but that is apparently not the case. Lurio dances off the bag. The pitch home. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-2. One of the pickoff plays must have not been ruled a throwover, because Caleb Bowman put up three fingers in the dugout and then quickly nodded his head. Pitch home. Curveball. Called strike three at the knees. Another looking strikeout for the Shuckers. Two away, and it brings up Ethan Murray. Ethan Murray steps in, 1-for-3 today with a single and a walk. Valerio's at first, two outs, 7-4 Shuckers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Check back to first, Valerio's back in time. They are paying a lot of attention to Felix Valerio. The pitch. Murray takes a curveball for a strike. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Murray takes up. Count evens 1-1. The pitch fouled off behind home plate. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch to Murray. Curveball misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch home. Murray takes strike three on the outside corner. Three looking strikeouts in the inning. And that ends the bottom of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the ninth. 7-4 Shuckers. Cam Robinson in to try and lock it down. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit Seals Tires.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Well, after two perfect innings from Ryan Minnendorf, we head to the ninth inning. The Shuckers a chance to close out a series opening win against the Birmingham Barons, and they send out the righty Cam Robinson to do it. Middendorf's final line, two perfect innings, no walks, no strikeouts, does it all in just 20 pitches. An extremely effective performance, and it brings in the righty Robinson. Robinson this year, 22 2/3 innings with an 8.74 ERA in 24 appearances, 24 walks, 35 strikeouts. And he enters in. Try and finish this thing out. One defensive change for Biloxi. Xavier Warren comes in to play first. Wes Clark was taken out of the game after he took a foul ball off the elbow guard. The report from David Black, who will hopefully join us after this game for a Shuckers win. In a post-game interview, said West is closing his hand okay, but right now out of the game. Brings in Xavier Warren to play first. Joelki Cespedes up, first pitch. Rolled weakly up the third base side. Robinson pops off the mound, grabs it, no play to make. Cespedes beats it out and puts a man on and brings up the righty Adam Hackenberg. It's going to be a tough play to make either way. It's basically a swinging bunt up the third baseline with Murray way back at third. It's Cespedes' first hit of the night. Now brings up the righty Adam Hackenberg. The pitch home. Fastball misses low when the count goes to 1-0. Last time out for Robinson. Finished out the 12-7 Shuckers win on Saturday with a scoreless inning. Danced around three walks. The 1-0 delivery. Hackenberg fouls it back. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. Christian Mejias will start for Biloxi against Christian Mena. For Birmingham, it's a Christian versus Christian matchup. 6:35, first pitch. Robinson delivers. Hackenberg takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. Tomorrow night is Bark at the Park, which is always one of the best nights at the ballpark. Pitch home, misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. If you've got a dog and you want to come out to the game, you can. You can hang out in the berm for just $8. It's also Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. You can receive a $3 discount on dugout box reserve level tickets with a valid military ID. Pitch misses inside to Hackenberg, and all of a sudden, two batters into the ninth inning. Taylor Snyder comes up as the tying run. Hill quickly out to the mound, now comes back behind the plate. Snyder steps in, 0 for 3 today. Hackenberg's at first, Cespedes is at second. 7-4 Shuckers. Pitch home, Snyder waves and misses. Change up low, count goes to 0-1. Robinson trying to close out what would be his seventh save of the year. That tie Abner Uribe for the team high. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses off the inside corner, and the count evens to 1-1. And at the moment, Abner Uribe is lighting it up in the big leagues with the Milwaukee Brewers, becoming the first 2023 Shuckers player to make their big league debut. The 1-1 pitch. Snyder checks his swing on a curveball. First base umpire Tom O'Neill says he goes. And the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers would love a strikeout right here. 7-4 Biloxi in the top of the ninth inning. Cespedes at second. Hackenberg is at first. The 1-2 pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Beautiful pitch from Robinson. Snyder's down swinging, one away. And brings up the righty Moises Castillo. That pitch comes in with a spin rate of almost 2,600. 83 on the gun. Now brings up the righty Castillo. Runners in first and second, 7-4 Biloxi, top of the ninth inning. The pitch home. Castillo takes low. Kale blocks it up. And the count goes to 1-0. Good job, Kale. The 1-0 delivery. Castillo swings and hits it out to right. Sparks under it. Cespedes tags. Sparks makes the catch. The throw to third. Not in time. Cespedes slides in just ahead of it. And now two away. Runners in the corners. And it brings up Terrell Tatum at the top of the order. It's a daring move to try and test Lamar Sparks' arm, especially late in the games. He's had a couple of big-time plays this year from the outfield, including one in Montgomery that you see all the star-studded throws from the outfield in the big leagues and all the miles per hour. They have that here in AA. One of them would be clocked at 90-plus. It is some cannons from right. Tatum up from the left side. First pitch misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Tatum is 0-for-3 today with a sacrifice bunt. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch. Tatum takes strike one. Pitch just on the inside corner. The 2-1 pitch. Tatum takes low, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson sets the 3-1 pitch. Called strike two at the knees. Buries a fastball in at 91, and the Shuckers are 1 strike away. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Hackenberg at first will be off with the pitch. He comes set. Now Tatum calls time. Steps back in, ready to go. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Robinson comes set. Hackenberg off first. The pitch, Hackenberg goes. Tatum swings and chops it on the ground to second. Collins to Warren in time, and that ends it. Shuckers have won 5 of 7, and they win the opener against Birmingham 7-4. Shuckers don't allow a run after the sixth inning. They allow just 3 base runners after the sixth inning. Final score, Shuckers 7, Barons 4. Barons now at 33-57 on the year, 8-13 in the second half. The Shuckers back above 500 overall, 46-45, 12-10 in the second half. Before we go any further, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers win it 7-4 over the Birmingham Barons. We'll hear from David Blackwell in just a moment on the field alongside our player of the game. Shuckers win the opener, and they do it in big fashion. Back-to-back home runs in the fifth inning from Isaac Collins and Wes Clark, and a big 3-run shot from Nick Cale in the fourth inning to turn what at the time was a 2-1 deficit into a 4-2 Shuckers lead. 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Birmingham, 4 Biloxi, 7 runs on 9 hits with an error. Winning pitcher tonight is James Meeker. Tommy Summer gets the loss, and Cam Robinson picks up his 7th save of the year. For Robinson, that ties him with Abner Uribe for the most saves on this Shuckers team with 7 on the year. He has stepped into that closer role when Uribe went up AAA. And over the last couple of weeks, Cam Robinson has been real, real good. In the 9th inning, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. After the first 2 reach, he retires the next 3 in order, including a strikeout of Taylor Snyder, a flyout to right from Moises Castillo, And a ground out to second from Terrell Tatum to close it out. As Nick Cale joins David Blackwell right near the first base dugout. Sent down there in just a moment. Nick Cale, what a night from him. A three-run home run. One for three with a home run and a walk. But ever since that Pensacola series where he smashed two home runs and really had a lot of fun, he's been on fire. Three home runs this year, all of them in the last couple weeks. He's alongside David Blackwell.
All right, fans, let's go down on the infield from the Shuckers dugout. Check in with David Blackwell.
Shuck Nation, I'm here with fan favorite Nick Cale. He's the player of the game tonight. Nick, you've had a great start in the second half of the season. Tonight you hit a three-run homer. How was it, this atmosphere tonight, getting that win?
Thank you to Nick Bennett for joining us as today's player of the game and as part of our post-game show here in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We'll take a break when we come back. A lot to get to, and a real fun one between the Shuckers and the Barons. We'll also get to everything on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Remember, coming into today, the Shuckers trailed the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a game in the Southern League South Division standings here in the second half. We'll see how things shaked out in Pensacola between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the Montgomery, or check that, and the Mississippi Braves. Montgomery Biscuits also in action. We'll check on them as well in the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update, as well as a check at the big league level. A couple of former Shuckers up in the bigs. We'll check on them next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shuckers open another series, and the Shuckers get yet another win. One of the best teams in the Southern League in series openers. They are now in series openers 13-4 on the year. They enjoy a good one tonight, a 7-4 win over the Birmingham Barons. The Shuckers have won 5 of their last 7. They're at 46 and 45 overall, 12 and 10 in the second half. The Barons at 33 and 57 overall. They dropped to 8 and 13 in the second half. James Meeker gets the win, improves to 5 and 3. Tommy Summer, the loss, falls to 2 and 3. And Cam Robinson picks up his tying for the team lead 7th save of the year. The Shuckers ran a lot tonight. 4 stolen bases tonight, which means they now have 163 on the season. And through 91 games, they've already set a new single-season franchise record for stolen bases with 163. Lamar Sparks, the one the duty honors when he stole second in the bottom of the 7th inning. Time to wrap up everything with the scoring summary from tonight. It was Birmingham who scored first. They jumped out to an early 2-0 lead. In the second, Xavier Fernandez launched one over the wall and left, including an emphatic bat flip back to the dugout, 388 feet, 100 miles an hour off the bat for his 10th of the year, and that put up the Barons 1-0. In the third inning, Alexander Womack brought home Jose Rodriguez. Womack drove in his 39th run of the year. Rodriguez scores and makes it a 2-0 game. But the Shuckers shot themselves right back into position to get back into it. They cut the deficit in half after Jackson Churia walked and advanced to third on a botched pickoff to first by the pitcher Tommy Summer. Collins then drove him in to make it a 2-1 game. Then in the fourth inning, the Shuckers jumped ahead. Carlos Rodriguez singled with 2 outs. Lamar Sparks then walked. Rodriguez stole second to tie the franchise record for stolen bases. And Nick Cale brought home everybody with his 3rd homer of the year. 105 off the bat, went 382 feet to give the Shuckers a 4-2 lead. In the fifth, though, Birmingham would tie it up back at 2 after Taylor Snyder reached on an error. Moises Castillo then doubled to bring him home. A sacrifice bunt pushing to third. A walk would put runners at the corners, and a ground out to first from Womack brought home Castillo to tie it up at 4. The problem for the Birmingham Barons was, well, the Shuckers have hit homers in July better than almost at any point in franchise history. They now have tied the 2021 season for the 2nd most homers in July in franchise history. They went back-to-back. First, it was Isaac Collins. 101 off the bat, launched it 414 feet to left center. Then next up, Westcott. A line drive off the light pole in left. 104 off the bat, 358 feet. And that gave the Shuckers a 6-4 lead. They would make it 7-4 in the 7th. Freddy Zamora led off the inning with a double. Ethan Murray then walked. Carlos Rodriguez grounded into a fielder's choice. And an error on a throw over to first allowed him to get home. Check that. Allowed Zamora to get home. And the Shuckers would take a 7-4 lead. Bullpen was terrific. Ryan Middendorf and Cam Robinson combined to just go 2 over the minimum in 3 innings of work. Middendorf, 2 perfect innings. Robinson works around a walk and a hit in the top of the 9th inning to then retire the side in order. Strikeout, flyout, ground out to seal Biloxi's 46th win in 2023. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap up everything on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Lots of things to get to around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keith's.
When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. David Blake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Closing out a Shuckers win, 46-45 on the season with the win. They've won 5 of their last 7 and 4 of their last 5. They sit at 12-10 in the second half of the year. Meanwhile, the Barons have now lost 4 straight. They fall to 33-57 on the season, 8-13. In the second half. Shuckers get 7 runs on 9 hits, 1 error, and 3 home runs, while the Barons get 4 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors. Time to whip around the Southern League and the Brewers organization on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. As always, make sure to plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Right now, one game has gone final around the league outside of Birmingham and Biloxi. The Montgomery Biscuits stay a half game ahead of the Shuckers in the overall standings in the South Division at 46-44. Shuckers at 46-45. The Biscuits win it 9-4 over Chattanooga. Meanwhile, they've just finished up in Trustmark at Trustmark Park in Pearl. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos take down the M-Babes by a 3-2 final. Pensacola now at 13-9 in the second half of the year. So the Shuckers stay a game behind them and a half game behind Montgomery in the overall standings. Meanwhile, they're through 8 in Madison, Alabama. The Smokies lead Rocket City by a 7-4 score. Smokies trying to improve to a Southern League best 16-6 in the second half of the year. Meanwhile, around the Brewers organization, top of the 7th inning, Avner Uribe is trying to work out of some trouble. Runners in first and second with 2 outs as the Reds lead the Brewers by a 2-0 score. Uribe currently has not allowed a run in the inning, but has got 2 outs, 1 out away from finishing out what has just been a great start to his major league career. A lot of zeros on the scoreboards and a lot of triple-digit pitches on the scoreboard as well. Elsewhere around the organization, finals are abundant except for one. In Maryvale, the Arizona Diamondbacks Black are up on the Brewers 5-2 in the Arizona Complex League. They're in the top of the 5th there. Meanwhile, finals elsewhere. Final in 10 from the Dominican Republic earlier this afternoon. The Yankees Bombers beat Brewers 1 by an 11-10 score. Brewers won at 21-15. Brewers 2 falls to 13-23. They lose to the DSL Marlins by an 8-7 final. From Sangre Park in Columbia, South Carolina, the Carolina Mudcats improved to 47-40 with a 6-5 win over the Columbia Fireflies. Meanwhile, the Cedar Rapids Colonels take down the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 4-1 in Appleton. The Timber Rattlers now at 38-51. And in AAA, the Nashville Sounds get a 10-8 win over the Norfolk Tides, who have been regarded as one of the best teams in the International League this year and one of the best AAA teams in quite some time. They win it by a 10-8 final, despite getting out hit 15-8. What a wild one between those two teams. Nashville improves to 52-43 on the season. Again, the Shuckers win it by a 7-4 final over Birmingham. James Meeker gets the win. Tommy Summer gets the loss, and Cam Robinson picks up his 7th save of the year. Tomorrow, it is a Christian versus Christian matchup. Christian Mejias goes for Biloxi, while Christian Mina goes for the Barons. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. We'll be on the air with pregame at 6:20 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It is Bark in the Park night for just $8. Pups and their owners can hang out in the MGM berm in right field for just $8. Also, for all military personnel, it is Military Wednesday presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. You can receive $3 off dugout box and reserve level tickets with a valid military ID. That'll do it for us tonight. Shuckers are at 46-45. They've won five of their last seven as the offense continues to roll tonight. James Meeker, great on the hill, and the bullpen is fantastic. Once again, Middendorf and Robinson combined for three scoreless innings. 6:35 first pitch tomorrow. We'll join you at 6:20 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network for a pregame right here at MGM Park. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.